We're joined now on the phone by Paul Peters, motivational teacher, founder of Coveting Case Management Services based in Albemarle. And Paul, welcome. And you're here to talk about our negative people at work bringing you down. Tell me all about how you have come to want to discuss this topic. And welcome, by the way.
Well, thank you, Robin. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, I mean, one of the situations with negativity in the workplace, one, it pours over into your personal life. Two, it affects any ability to have a good culture, negatively affects other people who may be normally positive. And so as a business owner and, you know, somebody who speaks often on these types of topics, you've got to make sure, one, you identify it. Two, you do your best to try to root it out. You give the individual opportunity to grow into the culture that you're creating, not ruin that culture.
If you're in a workplace and you're sensing this, maybe you've recently started at that company and you start to sense that there is maybe a negative vibe going around, what do you do? How do you kind of cut that off at the pass before it gets real bad?
Well, first, you have to set a clear standard. You know, I tell people is if you as a business owner, like for example, myself, I'm a visionary by nature, entrepreneur. You have to set a clear vision of where you're going as a company and then how you're going to get there and the certain things that you will tolerate. You know, one of the things that's interesting, there's a term I like to use or a phrase, be slow to hire, quick to fire. You've got to eliminate people who are going to be negatively impacting your company, the growth, because it's going to affect your all-stars, your people who are really striving to do well in the company.
We're very fortunate here at WHKY. We have a really good work environment, but I've been at companies in the past where I've even found myself, I try to think as positively as possible in all situations, but I've been at companies where I've thought, you know, this person here is not, they're not doing their load of the work. What do you do when you start to get those attitudes as a coworker?
Well, I think what ends up happening is you've got to make sure that your leaders, your managers are trained to recognize that. And then once they are, then they can begin to address those issues one by one, because ultimately you want to deal with that person individually. And then, of course, you bring in somebody who, if they're not willing to listen or change, then you bring in another person. And I think that's the key. Give them the opportunity to vent, find out what the reason is they're upset or negative, and see if they're willing to change. If they're not willing to change, then you have to make some decisions to remove them from your organization.
How difficult is it to change someone with a negative attitude? Do you see situations, again, you mentioned you're a business owner, do you see situations where that can be turned around into a positive direction?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it has to do with what's the reason for the negativity. You've got some people who have gone through some childhood trauma. You've got some situation, it's just a different personality issue. And so you have to identify what's the root of the issue, see if they're willing to be open to discussing that and willing to change. And like I said, you've got to put the parameters of this is the expectation of what we're doing as a company, where we're going, and give them the choice. Do you want to be on board or do you not? If you don't want to be on board, then we can help transition you to another company, because it's not worth investing in somebody who's not willing to change, because it will bring down your good players.
Okay, Coveting Case Management Services, before we let you go, I'll let you tell us what you do and how do people contact you?
Yeah, I have a TV show, On Purpose with Paul, help people find their purpose. But my company and Covenant, we work with both mental health, intellectual disability, substance abuse in the state of North Carolina. And you can find me on paulpeters.online.
Well, thank you so much, Paul. This is really good information. Thanks for coming on with us, and we appreciate your insight. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.